Perfect. It seems my handmaids have finally learned to tie a proper clove hitch. Nice and tight. And just in time for this week's lesson. Quite fortuitous, wouldn't you say? Of course not. Still so quiet, angry eyes. Still such fire. But that is exactly what I wanted to see. Because today will be all about stoking the flames of that internal passion. Anger. Lust. Need. Pain, like I said during your initial arrival, is quite a useful tool. Paddling, flogging, spanking, all effective, yes, but with diminishing returns. The more accustomed you are to the whip, the less it stings. Mental pain, anguish, humiliation. Those too can often bend a knee that would not be forced through other means. But there is a kind of pain. Exquisite pain. Sexual agony. That serves as a remarkable teacher. One that you will love and hate in equal measure.
Pleasure can bring the most beautiful suffering.
First, the oil. I had it warmed just for this. You're the lucky little slave, having your mistress put her hands on you like this. Don't you think? Have the long, graceful fingers of a high elf, stroking and soothing your body. Quite the treat for a lower being such as yourself. You're offended. Of course you are. Humans don't consider themselves to be lesser, do they? Unfortunate that you deny simple biological reality in favor of preserving your ego. But, well, how much can one really expect from such a primitive species? Anger. Perfect. You feel that fire inside of you? that heat, the desperate need to drown the flames of your rage in elven blood. And tell me, how much hotter does that fire burn, knowing that you never unfulfilled desire has a way of corrupting your mind. It hums in the background of everything you do and think and say, until you would do just about anything to have that tension finally released. They say that when you remove a sense, the others become more heightened. For today's lesson, you need only to focus on my voice and the growing need between your legs. Oh, and the sensations. As my fingers trail over you, ever so gently and softly, fleeting motions that leave you shivering, twitching beneath me. A light tickle against your chest, around your nipples. Just a glancing touch, the slightest hint of motion. But it feels painting a trail of sparks as they flit down, farther and farther, down to your stomach, and your thighs. Sensitive, I see. And down, down, to the very bottoms of your feet. Sensitive there, too. I'll have to remember that for later. And then I'll trail my fingers back up. You're so hard, my slave. You always are for me. You can't help it. You were made for this. For me. My pleasure. It's why your body can't help but react. If I were to run my fingers ever so lightly over your swollen shaft, Leak for me. Does that tickle? Light feather touches, glancing up and down the length of you. The very slightest pressure as one hand slips down lower to your sack, teasing and touching. I love watching you squirm under my hands, but it's not enough. I think what you need now is warm and wet, soft, pink. And I need a taste. And down each side. Gentle, slow. And then hip still, slave. But that does feel amazing, doesn't it? When you're so hard. I bet you'd like to come. In fact, I know you would. And if that's the case, go on. No. Not yet, perhaps, but you will. From the first day you arrived, you've done nothing. Come and come at my command. I dare say you've grown accustomed to it. But today is different. I'm going to ride you, and you are not to come. Do you understand? Listen to me. Do not come until you are given permission, or that little trip we took to the stocks earlier will seem like child's play in comparison to the punishment you receive. Do I make myself clear? Good boy. Oh, naughty thing. mistress all worked up like this. By the gods, just as hard as I thought. Just like the good little slave you are. The good little whore. My whore. Mine. Look. Look at me. That's right. Show me the need that's burning in your eyes. Hotter than the anger. Oh, the need for release. For me to give you. And still, as hard as a rock, you must really need it, huh? Perfect. Just like your suffering, there's nothing like it. No, but don't look so dower. That's not to say you won't be allowed to come. Eventually. For now, though, you relax. The staff will return shortly to untie the ropes and fit you for a chastity cage. After all, we can't have you touching yourself and ruining a perfectly good lesson, now can we?